Hallo. Da er dette her en liten sånn spontan lesning av en dom. Og den dommen som vi skal lese, det er C-231-22. Det er en dom som handler om felles behandlingsansvar. Sånn som jeg pleier å gjøre det når jeg leser dommer, så hopper jeg over veldig mye av dommen. Men en av de første tingene jeg leser, det pleier å være, være punkt to her. For den handler litt om, den setter noen rammer for hva dette her egentlig handler om. Så ble jeg hoppet over alt det som handler om hvor domstolen lister opp nasjonal lovgivning. Noen ganger så hopper jeg over faktum, som regel hopper jeg over faktum også, og bare går direkte på spørsmålet. Og det er fordi at som regel så redegjør domstolen for det faktum som er relevant under den enkelte problemstillingen som de tar opp. Så ja, la oss bare starte. The request has been made in proceedings between Etat Belge, altså the Belgian state, and l'autorité de protection des données. Jeg kan fransk, så derfor kan jeg brife med utdannelsen her. Eller det belgiske datatilsynet. Which is the supervisory authority established in Belgium. Concerning a decision by which that authority ordered the managing authority of Montieu Belge, the official journal which ensures in that member state the production and dissemination of a wider range of official and public publications in paper format and electronically, to give effect to the exercise by a natural person of his right to erasure in relation to a number of items of personal data contained in an act published in that official journal. Ikke sant? Så her var det da en registrert som ba om sletting. Og så er spørsmålet, hvem er egentlig behandlingsansvarlig? Spennende, spennende. Behandlingsansvar, og særlig felles behandlingsansvar, har kommet opp på veldig mange forskjellige måter på min voksenjobb i det siste. Den voksenjobben hvor jeg også driver med personvern. Så jeg hopper over alt det som handler om hvor domstolen lister opp nasjonal lovgivning og EU-lovgivning som de legger vekt på. Og så skal jeg se på the dispute in the main proceedings and the question referred for a preliminary ruling. La oss bare lese faktum her. In Belgium, a natural person held the majority of the shares in a private limited liability company. After the shareholders of that company decided to reduce its capital, the articles of association of that company were amended by a decision of its extraordinary general meeting on the 23rd of January 2019. In accordance with the Code de Société, company's code in the version resulting from the loi du an extract of that decision was prepared by the notary of that natural person before being sent on by that notary to the registry of the court having jurisdiction, namely the tribunal, the company's court, within the territorial jurisdiction of which the company has its seats. In accordance with the relevant legal provisions, that court sends that extract to the office of the Moniteur Belge for publication. Ok, så dette er, så Moniteur Belge er en slags sånn offentlig journal, eller skal jeg si, hva er det heter på norsk da? Der du publiserer, hvis du har for eksempel har et krav mot et dødsbo, så eller, ok, la meg ta noen skritt tilbake. Hvis du for eksempel skal dele et bo etter at noen har dødd, så er det noen forpliktelser om å publisere det i en på et offentlig sted, og jeg husker ikke hva det offentlige stedet er på norsk, men det er fordi at da kan kreditorene se at, oi, dette boet etter denne døde personen, det skal gjøres opp, og jeg som kreditor må nå melde inn kravet mitt, slik at det blir tatt I betraktning når arvingene skal dele det boet. Men jeg husker ikke hva det heter. Anyways, det I hvert fall den type ting. Jeg ser for meg at det samme stedet som man publiserer rettshandlinger, for eksempel, så kan kanskje dette sammenlignes litt med noen av de tingene som kartverket administrerer, eller lovdata. Kanskje heller lovdata, siden det en liksom, publikasjon. Jeg vet ikke. On the 12th of February 2019, that extract was published as it stood, that is to say, without checking its contents, in the annexes of the Moniteur Belge, in accordance with the applicable legal provisions. That extract contains the decision to reduce that company's capital, the initial amount of that capital, the amount of the reduction in question, the new amount of the share capital, and the new text of the articles of association of that company. It also contains a passage in which the names of the two partners of that company, including the name of the natural persons referred in paragraph 13 of the present judgment, the amount reimbursed to them and their bank account numbers are indicated. Ooh. Jeg bare legger til grunn at det liksom deler av nummeret og ikke hele nummeret. Det ganske drøyt å publisere det, ja. Findings that his notary had erred in the including the passage at issue in the main proceedings in the extract referred to in paragraph 14 of the present judgment, even though that was not required by law, that natural person through that notary and the notary's data protection officer took steps to have that passage deleted in accordance with his right to erasure provided for in article 17 of the GDPR. Okay. Ikke sant, så det skjedde en feil, og man og den personen som klager I denne saken her ber om sletting. The service public federal justice, federal public service justice, the FPS justice, to which the office of the Moniteur Belge is attached, refused in particular by a decision of the 10th of April 2019 to grant such a request for erasure. On January 21st of 2020, that natural person lodged a complaint against the FPS justice with a DPA, seeking a declaration of that request for erasure was well-founded and that the conditions for exercising the right to erasure laid down in Article 17.1 of the GDPR were satisfied. By decision of the 23rd of March 2021, the DPA sent a reprimand to the FPS justice and ordered it to comply with that request for erasure as soon as possible, at least within 30 days of notification of that decision. On the 22nd of April 2021, the Belgian state brought an action before the court, the Cour d'appel de Bruxelles, Bruxelles? Anyways, Court of Appeal Brussels, Belgium, which the referring court seeks annulment for that decision. That court notes that the parties disagree as to how the concept of controller in point 7 of Article 4 of the GDPR should be interpreted in the case in the main proceedings. Since the personal data contained in the passage at issue in the main proceedings, the publication of which was not required by law, had been processed by several potential successive controllers. Those are, first, the notary that drew up the extract containing the passage at issue in the main proceedings and inserted those data by mistake. Second, the registry of the court at which that extract was submitted, lodged before being sent on to the Moniteur Belge for publication. And third, the Moniteur Belge, which in accordance with the legal provisions governing its statutes and tasks, published that extract as it stood, that is to say, without any power to review or amend it after receiving it from that court. In that context, the referring court is uncertain whether the moniteur belge can be classified as a controller within the meaning of 0.7 of Article 4 of the GDPR. If it can be so classified, and while noting that the parties to the main proceedings do not rely on the joint responsibility provided for in Article 26 of the GDPR, that court also seeks to ascertain whether the moniteur belge must be regarded as solely responsible under Article 5.2 of that regulation for compliance with the principles laid down in Article 5.1 of that regulation, or whether that responsibility is also incumbent communitively on the public bodies that held, that had previously preceded the data contained in the passage at issue in the main proceedings, namely the notary who drew up the extract containing that passage and the company's court within the territorial jurisdiction of which the private liability, limited liability company concerned has its seat. Okay. Da skal jeg bare understreke noe som jeg tror et av spørsmålene her. Whether that responsibility is also incumbent communitively on the public bodies that has previously processed the data. Ikke sant? Og nå kommer spørsmålene. In those circumstances, the court, Le Cour d'Appel de Brussel, decided to stay the proceedings and refer the following questions to the Court of Justice for a preliminary ruling. One, must Article 4 of the GDPR be interpreted as meaning that a member state's official journal vested with a public task of publishing and archiving official documents, which under the applicable national legislation is responsible for publishing official documents whose publication is ordered by a third party, by third party public bodies as they stand when received from those bodies after the latter have themselves processed that information contained in those documents without the national legislature having granted the official journal any discretion over the content of the documents to be published or the purposes for means of publication has the status as a controller, as data controller. Ok, det var en skikkelig munnfull, men basically så spør de om ikke sant, the official journal en behandlingsansvarlig. Og det som litt interessant her at de har ikke noen, som de kaller discretion over the content of the documents, altså de bare publiserer, de har ikke egentlig hjemmel eller myndighet til å de har ikke egentlig hjemmel eller myndighet til å til å endre det. Ok, if the answer to question one is in the affirmative, must Article 5.2 of the GDPR be interpreted as meaning that only the official journal in question need to comply with the data controller's responsibilities under that provision to the exclusion of the third-party public bodies which have previously processed the data contained in the official documents whose publication they are requesting, or are those responsibilities incumbent communitively on each of those successive controllers. Jeg har noen teorier om hva domstolen kommer til å si her, men la oss lese det. All right, by its first question, the referring court asks, in essence, whether 0.7 of Article 4 of the GDPR must be interpreted as meaning that the agency or body responsible for the official journal of a member state, which is inter alia required under the law of that state to publish as they stand. Da bare har jeg lyst til å bare understreke as they stand. Ikke sant? De kan ikke endre dokumentasjonen de har fått. Official acts and documents that have been prepared by third parties under their own responsibility in compliance with the applicable rules Then lodged with a judicial authority that sends them to it for publication, may be classified as a controller for the personal data contained in those acts and documents within the meaning of that provision. Ikke sant? Så det spørsmålet, hvem de en controller? As a preliminary point, it should be noted that the concept of controller set out in point 7 of Article 4 of the GDPR presupposes the existence of processing of personal data within the meaning of point 2 of Article 4 of that legislation. In the present case, it is apparent from the order for reference that the personal data contained in the passage at issue in the main proceedings were processed by the Moniteur Belge. Even though the referring court does not set out details of that processing, it is apparent from the concurring written observations of the DPA and the Belgian government that those data were, at the very least, collected, recorded, stored, disclosed by transmission, and disseminated by the Moniteur Belge, such operation constituting processing within the meaning of point 2 of Article 4 of that regulation. With that preliminary point in mind, it must be recalled that under point 7 of Article 4 of the GDPR, the concept of controller covers natural or legal persons, public authorities, agencies, or other bodies which alone or jointly with others determine the purposes and means of the processing of personal data. That provision also states that where the purposes and means of such processing are determined, inter alia, by the law of a member state, the controllers may be nominated or the specific criteria for its nomination may be provided for by law. Ikke sant? Jeg bare markerer det I rosa, for det bare litt sånn litt viktig, fordi dette kommer jeg bort til med flere anledninger, at liksom determine the purposes and means of of the processing, det jo ikke alltid tilfelle for offentlige organer, fordi at der går ofte the purposes, og noen ganger også the means, frem av lov. In that regard, it should be borne in mind that according to case law of the court, that provision is intended to ensure through a broad definition of the scope of controller, effective and complete protection of data subjects. Jeg bare markerer dette her, for det en type, det en tolkning, og dette her si noe om hvordan vi skal tolke GDPR. For GDPR skal tolkes I lys av formålet, og formålet da å ikke sant, beskytte de registrerte, gi de registrerte best mulig personvern. Og det har vi langvarig praksis for I domstolen, I EU-domstolen. Og det et, det en tolkningsregel som vi kan bruke når vi ser på hva, hva GDPR egentlig betyr hvordan vi, når vi skal tolke GDPR. Having regard to the wording of point 7 of Article 4 of the GDPR, read in the light of that objective, it appears that in order to establish whether a person or entity is to be classified as a controller within the meaning of that provision, it must be examined whether that person or entity determines alone or jointly with others the purposes of and means of the processing, or whether those purposes and means are determined by national law. Where such determination is made by national law, it must then be ascertained whether that law nominates the controller or provides for the specific criteria for its nomination. Interesting. Dette liksom å Interesting. In that regard, it must be stated that having regard to the broadest definition of the scope of controller within the meaning of point 7 of Article 4 of the GDPR, the determination of the purposes and means of the processing and, where appropriate, the nomination of that controller by national law may not only be explicit but also implicit. Yes. In the latter case, so implicit nomination, in the latter case, that determination must nevertheless be derived with sufficient certainty from the role, task, and powers conferred on the person or entity concerned. Oof, this is gold. For dette her faktisk en av de tingene som jeg bare liksom har lagt til grunn at tilfelle, men her setter domstolen virkelig ord på hvorfor det sånn, hvorfor det greit for spesielt et offentlig organ å være behandlingsansvarlig selv om formålene fremgår av lov. Og det betyr at liksom de, her sier domstolen at de implicit nominert til å være behandlingsansvarlig. Så det betyr at behandlingsansvarlig trenger ikke fremgå direkte av lov, men også implicit av lov. Ja. Og det begrunner de blant annet med I det følgende, the protection of those persons would be undermined if point 7 of article 4 of the GDPR were interpreted restrictively to cover only those cases in which the purposes and means of the data processing performed by a person, a public authority, an agency or a body are expressly determined by national law, even where those purposes and means are apparent, in essence, from the legal provisions governing the activity of the entity concerned. In the present case, first, the referring court states that in the case in the main proceedings, the Moniteur Belge does not appear to be vested by national law with the power to determine the purposes and means of the data processing operation that it performs, and the first question was referred on the basis of that premise. Moreover, it is apparent from the concurring explanations of the DPA and the Belgian government that at the hearing that the public authority managing Moniteur Belge, namely the FPS Justice, does not appear to be vested by national law with such a power either. Second, it is apparent from the documents before the court that the personal data contained in the acts and documents sent to the Moniteur Belge for publication are essentially collected, recorded, stored, and published as they stand with a view to informing the public officially of the existence of those acts and documents and making them enforceable against third parties. Moreover, it is apparent from the explanations provided by the referring court that the processing is performed essentially by automated means. In particular, the data concerned are reproduced and printed on printed paper copies, one of which is stored electronically. The paper copies are reproduced in electric format for the website of the Moniteur Belge. And a copy may be obtained through a telephone helpline, also responsible for providing citizens with a document search help service. It thus follows from the documents before the court that Belgian law has determined, at least implicitly, the purposes and means of the processing of personal data performed by the Moniteur Belge. All right, litt sånn konklusjon der altså. Så det loven som loven har determined that, at least implicitly. Yes. Okay, in those circumstances, it should be noted that the Moniteur Belge may be considered as an agency or body responsible for processing of personal data contained in this publication in accordance with the purposes and means of processing described by Belgian law to be controller within the meaning of point 7 of Article 4 of the GDPR. That conclusion is not called into question by the fact that the Moniteur Belge was a subdivision of the FPS Justice and does not have legal personality. Ooh. Så den trenger ikke å ha legal legal personality. Interesting. It is apparent from the clear wording of that provision that the controller may be not only a natural or legal person, but also a public authority, or an agency, or a body, and such entities do not necessarily have legal personality under national law. Yes, yes, yes. Det gir veldig mening. Det gir veldig mening. Similarly, the fact that under national law, the Moniteur Belge does not check prior to the publication in that official journal, the personal data contained in the acts and documents received by that official journal cannot have any bearing on the question whether Moniteur Belge may be classified as a controller. All right. Jeg skal bare markere det. Det ikke overraskende, by the way. While it is true that the Moniteur Belge must publish the documents in question as it stands, it is the Moniteur Belge alone that undertakes that task and then disseminates the act or document concerned. The publication of such acts and documents without any possibility for checking or amending their content is intrinsically linked to the purposes and means of processing determined by national law, in that the role of an official journal such as the Moniteur Belge is confined to informing the public of the existence of those acts and documents as they stand when sent to that official journal in the form of copies in accordance with the applicable national law, so as to make them enforceable against third parties. Moreover, it would be contrary to the objective of point 7 of article 4 of the GDPR referred to in paragraph 28 of the present judgment to exclude the official journal of a member state from the concept of controller on the grounds that it does not exercise control over the personal data contained in its publication. Ikke sant? Så her så har vi et argument, vi har to argumenter her, tar det siste først. Ikke sant? Det bruker formålet. Det vil være i strid med formålet, ikke sant? Det å gi den registrerte mest mulig rettigheter, og ekskludere dem bare fordi at de ikke kontrollerer the personal data contained in its publication. Og så refererer det til en dom mot Google, hvor Google egentlig argumenterer med det samme at de ikke behandlingsansvarlig, fordi at de bare tilgjengeliggjør personopplysninger I form av søkeresultater. Det ble de ikke hørt på. Og så det andre, det første argumentet. Skal vi se. Det leser jeg litt som at det liksom hele poenget med den behandling som Moniteur Belge gjør, det jo å det jo faktisk å ikke etterprøve, men å bare publisere altså informasjons informing the public confined to informing the public of the existence of those acts and documents. Yes, yes, yes. In the light of the foregoing, the answer to the first question is that point 7 of article 4 of the GDPR must be interpreted as meaning that the agency or body responsible for the official journal of a member state, which is inter alia required under the law of that state, to publish as they stand official acts and documents that they have been prepared by third parties under their own responsibility in compliance with the applicable rules, then lodged with a judicial authority that sends them to it for publication, may notwithstanding its lack of legal personality, be classified as a controller of the personal data contained in those acts and documents, where the national law concerned determines the purposes and means of the processing of personal data performed by that official journal. Så ja, de kan være behandlingsansvarlige. Og så går domstolen over til å se på det neste spørsmålet, som om det felles behandlingsansvar. But second question, the referring court asks in essence whether Article 5.2 of the GDPR must be interpreted as meaning that the agency or body responsible for the official journal of the member state, classified as a controller within the meaning of point 7 of Article 4 of the GDPR, must be regarded as solely responsible for compliance with the principles set out in Article 5.1 of the GDPR, or whether such compliance is incumbent cumulatively on that agency or body and on the third party public entities that have previously processed the personal data contained in the acts and documents published by that official journal. First of all, it should be recalled that under Article 5.2 of the GDPR, the controller is to be responsible for compliance with the principles laid down in the form of obligations in paragraph 1 of that article and must be able to demonstrate compliance with those principles. In the present case, it is apparent from the documents before the court that the processing of the personal data at issue in the main proceedings that was entrusted to Moniteur Belge is both subsequent to the processing performed by the notary and by the registry of the court having jurisdiction and technically different from the processing performed by those two entities that it is additional to it. The operations performed by the Moniteur Belge are entrusted to it by national legislation and involve inter alia the digital transformation of the data contained in the acts or extracts of acts submitted to it and the publication the making widely available to the public and the storage of those data. Therefore, the Moniteur Belge must be considered to be responsible under Article 5.2 of the GDPR for compliance with the principles, laid out in article in set out in paragraph one of that article as regards the processing Så essentially så sier de domstolen her at vi har sagt at Le Moniteur Belge behandlingsansvarlig, og da må de etterleve GDPR. Next, in view of the referring court's doubts as to whether such an official journal is solely responsible for those processing operation, it should be recalled that, as is apparent from the wording of point 7, of Article 4 of the GDPR, that provision provides not only that the purposes and means of the processing of personal data may be determined jointly by several persons as controllers, but also that national law may itself determine those purposes and means and nominate the controller or provide for the specific criteria for its nomination. Thus, in connection with a chain of processing operations that are performed by different persons or entities and relate to the same personal data, national law may determine the purposes and means of all the processing operations performed successively by those different persons or entities in such a way that they are regarded jointly as controllers. Så det fullstendig mulig, jeg putter den I rosa. Furthermore, it should be recalled that Article 26.1 of the GDPR provides for joint responsibility where two or more controllers jointly determine the purposes and means of the processing of personal data. That provision also states that joint controllers must, by means of an arrangement between them, determine in a transparent manner the respective responsibilities for compliance with their obligations under that regulation, unless and insofar as the respective responsibilities of that controller are determined by EU or member state law to which the controllers are subject. Ja, så enten så må de regulere dette seg imellom, eller så må det fremgå av nasjonal rett. Og så bare minner jeg om at det at man ikke har avtalt seg imellom, det ekskluderer ikke felles behandlingsansvar. Dessverre, vil noen kanskje si. It is just apparent from that provision that the respective responsibilities of joint controllers of personal data do not necessarily depend on the exercise of an arrangement between the various controllers. Yes, yes, yes. Her har vi masse rettspraksis, blant annet. But may stem from national law, ikke sant? Så det også et liksom, annet alternativ. Ja, ja, ja. In addition, the court has held first that it is sufficient that a person exerts influence over the processing of personal data. For his, her, or its own purposes, and participates as a result. And participates as a result in the determination of the purposes and means of that processing in order for him, her, or it to be regarded as a joint controller. And second, that the joint responsibility of several actors for the same processing does not require each of them to have access to the personal data concerned. Yep. Dette fremgår også av tidligere lovpraksis, at ikke alle, alle som med et felles behandlingsansvar, en felles behandlingsansvar-konstellasjon, trenger å ha lik tilgang til dataene. It follows from paragraphs 44 to 48 of the present judgment that under the combined provisions of Article 26.1 and 0.7 of Article 4 of the GDPR, the joint responsibility of several actors in a processing chain concerning the same personal data may be established by national law, provided that the various processing operations are linked by purpose. Skal vi se, jeg har lyst til å streke under det I underline. Skal vi se, linked by purpose. And means determined by national law. And that national law determines the respective responsibilities of each of the joint controllers. It should be made clear that such a determination of the purposes and means linked to the various processing operations performed by several actors in a chain and of their respective responsibilities may be made not only directly, but also indirectly by national law. Yep, det viktig å ha I mente. Also indirectly. Provided that in the latter case, it can be inferred in a sufficiently explicit manner from the legal provisions governing the persons or entities concerned, and that the processing of personal data and the processing of personal data that they perform in connection with the processing chain imposed by that law. Ikke sant? Last and so far as is relevant, it must be stated that in the event that the referring court concludes that the agency or body responsibility for monitor bearish is not solely responsible but jointly responsible with others for compliance with the principles set out in Article 5.1 of the GDPR as regard the data contained in the passage at issue in the main proceedings, such a conclusion in no way prejudges the question whether, in the light of inter alia the exceptions set out in Article 17.3b and d of the GDPR, the request for a ratio submitted by the natural persons referred to in paragraph 13 of the present judgment should be granted. Okay, yeah, det greit. Så her så sier de at liksom, det mulig. Her hvordan du, det mulig at det felles behandlingsansvar, at det fremgår implisitt av lovgivningen. Og for å vurdere om det tilfellet, så må man se på om the various processing activities, processing operations are linked by purpose, og om the means are determined by national law, and that the national law determines the respective responsibilities by each of the joint controllers. Og så sier de at selv om det tilfellet, så det ikke sikkert at man har rett til å protestere I dette konkrete tilfellet. Og det ganske fair å si. In the light of the foregoing considerations, the answer to the second question is that Article 5.2 of the GDPR, read in conjunction with point 7 of Article 4 of and Article 26.1 thereof, must be interpreted as meaning that the agency or body responsible for the official journal of a member state classified as a controller, when in the meaning of point 7 of Article 4 of that regulation, is sole responsibility for compliance with the principles set out in Article 5.1 thereof, as regards the personal data processing operation that it's required to perform under national law, unless joint responsibility with other entities in respect of those operations arises under that law. Så en ganske sånn tannløs konklusjon her, hvor de sier at ja, det de, med mindre de felles behandlingsansvarlige. Og så har de gitt noen, noen pointers for hvordan man skal behandle eller hvordan man skal vurdere felles behandlingsansvar når behandlingsgrunnlaget hjemmel I lov eller sagt på en annen måte når formålene og midlene du skal bruke for å oppnå det formålet bestemt med hjemmel I lov. Det var det, og da gjenstår det bare for meg å si takk for nå og på gjensyn.